Core.
Great, great, great. Let's see who's here.
Yeah.
The man's here. Yeah, good, good. It's been great being with you, man. Seeing what God is doing in lives. Amazing how significant, isn't it? Amazing. Let me move it up to where you are. Yeah, so it's been good. I feel tuckered. I've been living by myself, basically just taking care of myself for quite a while. So I'm kind of compliant. So I've been COVIDed pretty heavily out there. So it's been kind of a jump into the cold end here, but it's been good. It's been great. I thought, okay, let's do this. We're done with this, but let's look at this part of it. After 2021, somewhere out there, as the song goes. Okay, so why are we doing all this, and where's it heading? So I thought I'd take a fun look at Matthew 25. So if you're using a Bible or using your iPad or whatever, if someone in the back row that has a good loud voice would stand up and read 25:14 of Matthew through that, yeah, it's a little bit of reading, but it's good to hear it, through 30. 14 through 30. Somebody would like to do that. Good man, good man.
For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received 5 talents went and traded with him and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him,
okay, let's stop it there. Yeah, this is a good part. We'll let the other part go. I don't like to read the bad parts. Okay. Yeah, the loopholes. Looking for loopholes. Is that what somebody said? Okay, so let's do this with this passage. Let's have a little fun with it. Okay, so the first thing you do, right, is you observe. So what does it say? Not what does it mean or how do I apply it, but what does it say? As you read through that or heard through that, what are some things it's saying? And anything you say is going to be right.
That was a rich man. It was a rich man and slaves involved.
Okay. Okay. So he had resources that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Going on a journey.
All right. Good. Went on a journey. Going... Well, he went on... No, he was going on a journey. That's right.
This is like a king of heaven.
Hmm? Okay. So it's an illustration of how that works, which is nice to see. You know, this is going to be operative. This is our operative. Okay. Okay. What do you mean by that? Okay. And why? How did he... Is that... We can observe that.
Yeah, they weren't equal.
Okay, each... Yeah, they weren't equal, but what was the factor?
The capability.
Capability. Okay, yeah. So he gave according to their capability. Okay. Okay, let me ask you a question. Where was he going? What do we know about his trip? You have to speak up. It's kind of dies about halfway to Tom. Let me get a little further out here. I'll go the other half to Tom. Okay. So what? Where was he? What was the question I asked?
Where was he going?
Yeah, where was he going?
He's going away.
Okay, he's going away. So yeah. Does your Bible? Because we got 40 different translations here. I can see. But that's okay. Yours is as accurate as mine for our discussion here. So, far, near?
Long.
Long. Very long trip, huh? Where was he going? Anybody have any idea? Huh? Don't know? No. It doesn't say, does it? Let's guess. Anybody have a guess where he might be going?
You say he's coming back?
I don't know. Oh, you don't have your Bible.
It was a far country.
Okay, so it's a ways. Okay. Is there any time in there? I didn't look at that.
Long time.
Yeah. Okay. So this wasn't a... Okay. Okay, so then he had these... three servants. We're only going to talk about the two that did the right thing. Okay, so he gave them according to their ability. Okay, that's helpful, isn't it? So what's that say about him?
Knew their ability.
Okay, he knew his people, huh? That's good. So he's a good guy.
I'd
still like to know where he was going. Why was he going on a long journey? Let's keep it on earth for right now. Okay.
Caesarea,
okay.
That's always good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that word. Yeah. It doesn't say where he is, so we don't know how far that is, but we'll put it, we'll back it up a long way a ways. Maybe he was in southern England.
He's going far enough away that these guys have time to invest.
Okay. Okay, so let's play on that a little bit. So he was going to be gone a long time, and the long time we can say was enough to give time to invest. How long would it take to double 5 into 10?
Depends on the investment.
Huh?
Depends on the investment.
It depends on the investment.
Well, but how long? Okay, yeah. Okay, this is an agricultural situation. So we're assuming he was in agriculture, right?
Season.
Okay, so how long would it take to double an amount?
Season.
What's that?
Growing season.
Oh, okay, at least a growing season. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's good. All right. At least a growing season. I was doing some jotting on the side trying to figure that out, and... to double at 15% takes you 5 years. So if you were able to increase your value 15%, it would take you 5 years to double an initial investment. I don't know whether that has any relevance anywhere, but yeah, so it's quite a long time. Yeah.
It was that way agricultural, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I did that, to say, you know, even a reasonable investment, 15%, that'd be like investing in Tesla, right? No. Tesla doubles every 2 days. I actually have some stock in Tesla. It's fun to watch it. Okay. Okay, so then he returns. Okay. And what's he do?
He breaks expectations.
Okay, so he comes back to see how the guys have done. How'd they do? Okay? Double the investment. I guess that's good. He seemed happy with it, didn't he? Okay, what did he tell them? This is kind of Dave the, I want to say squirrel, but I'm going to say Jesus moment. What did he tell them?
Well done.
Well done. Okay, now here's the thing I like. What else did he tell them?
Good and faithful servant.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Okay.
He's also going to make him a ruler over many things.
What's that?
He's going to make him a ruler over many things.
Okay. Okay, now, so the guy comes back and he says, okay, Jim, I don't really do this together or just one of them at a time. But he said, well, let's get an accounting here. And the guy says, well, I doubled it. And he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's about all we can hope for, right? All the stuff we're trying to do, that we get a well done, good and faithful servant when it's all over. You know, that's why I shared this morning. I'm excited that my wife got a well done. What more can I ask for her, you know, at this point? So, well done, good and faithful servant. But then what did he give the guy? He gave him a promotion, didn't he? Okay, you've been faithful over what? Few things. That's kind of diminutive, isn't it? I will give you what? I will make you ruler over many things. That sounds like a promotion to me. If I were one of the guys and I was faithful for a year, one crop turnover, or 5 years crop turnover, you know, that'd be wow. Really, I've done a few things. Now you're going to make me a ruler over many things. That sounds like Mobile Oil, doesn't it? We're going to give you the company. Okay, now let me ask you a question in your imagination. Why would he say that to them? Now, they did well, so we know it was a reward. But okay, they got the farm. He delegated the farm out, or whatever. And then they doubled the resources, however, that 1 year or 5 years. But why would he make that next statement? I don't know, but let's play with it a little bit. Why would he tell them, that's quite a promotion. You've been faithful over a few things. Well, they said, man, that feels good. Thanks, boss. Here's your 10. And he said, now, let me tell you, I'm going to make you ruler over many things. How could he say that to them?
I believe what he said and
they did. Dave, you're too...
They believed what he said and they did it.
Okay, that's the reward came, but how could he... What basis would he be able to give them, make them ruler over many things?
He is sovereign. He is sovereign over many things, so he has to.
Okay. So there's been a change in things, hasn't there? That kind of gave me a little clue of where he went. Okay, picture this. So the king that he serves under just conquered his enemy. So he got all the property owners in his domain, and it's a pretty big domain because it said he went a far distance for a long time. So he took he's calling in all the property owners, and he's saying, come on back, we got to figure out how to rule this new domain. There's a lot to do, and I need some men to help me. So they met for a long time, evidently. And so I can see them talking about how to divvy it up and who's going to get what and how are you going to do it and getting some guidelines and some policies. And so he spent time doing that and then had a great big banquet and sent them all off. And then they ride off on their horse, their camel, or whatever they ride. And they get back home and they realize, you know, I just got a major responsibility. He just gave me a county and I used to have a farm. And now I've got to rule over a county, and I just have a farm. How am I going to do that? I need some men. What kind of men? So you can hear, you know, he's riding back. He's thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? Well, I need some faithful men. That's all I need. I need a team. If I can put that team together, then we can scheme of how to bring order to this larger section. But I need some good men who are ready for a promotion. So that's kind of how I read this passage. You know, Jesus is saying, this is Jesus telling us. He's saying, okay, guys, you know, we think when we finish here, we're going to walk around holding hands with our wife or ex-girlfriend or whatever it is, you know, in some beautiful gardens and fish jumping in ponds. I don't think so. I think we're going to be ruler over many things. He said, I got a big job to do. Now, I don't know what that is, but you've been faithful, and I'm going to promote you. I don't know whether you see that in there or not, but I do. That's exciting to me. I'm kind of an on-purpose person. I got some help in my life, like many of you have, and you've defined a purpose, rather than just drift through life and hope it ends well. And you get moving on that, and you think, well, I need purpose to live. And that's been my struggle the last couple years, that my purpose is to get my shopping done, to get good menus, to cook my meals, to make my workout work. And it's pretty low purpose. It's take care of Jay. You know, with COVID, I got locked into the house, which I'm okay with. I don't like it. But that purpose, that high purpose. Now, I get to know some neighbors, not, you know, I'm out and about, doing what I can with the limited capacity I have at this point. But I need purpose, right? So I think that's what Jesus is saying here. He's saying there's a big job ahead. I've got a lot of maybe the universe to rule, and I need help. And the helpers I need are those who are faithful. So be faithful, right? What do you think? Off track? Weird? How do you guys see that? Okay.
I think you're spot on the I like the way you're illustrating that he's on out and he's encouraging us. If we're faithful, he's going to give us more. And I think that if a lot of us would step back, because sometimes we just get stuck in the moment, but if we start to watch and we start to see, God, I don't know what's happening to me. But he systematically gave me a life. He gave me more intimacy in my life after we had to go through seasons, because he started to trust me more. He started to trust my behavior, so he starts to open her up to me, or open up other aspects of my world, or bring me more opportunities or things as I'm able to be trusted more.
Okay.
Like, for example, the budget in my household was a very good thing, because it got me under order with my money. Then my budget became my God, and it started to supersede my relationship with God. Was achieving milestones and trying to hit these numbers, and he disrupted that, and I'm making chaos in my family, to be put in my life, like, really bad. So then when I kind of freed it up and I gave him the money and stuff, she kind of just fell in and things started falling into place. It's just interesting what he does.
Yeah.
He says, I just need to get you in track.
So I gave you, you've been faithful over a few, before, yeah, a few things.
I'll sort it out with her.
Huh.
So you know, like, you trust him not to.
Yeah.
I'll take my hand off the budget and then start spending money on, you know, 14 guns every month for, you know, $5,000 of bourbon. But, you know, because he already knows that I can trust him.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
Or hounds.
Yeah. But I also don't have to make it so religious that it becomes an idol in my household and steals the joy from my wife.
Okay. So he rewards faithfulness with more responsibility and. Yeah, that's good. Motivation for, and I like what he says, you've been faithful over a few things. Few things, you know. I want you to have many things. You know, so.
I think also, Jay, I mean, obviously this is a parable, so it's told so that we as his disciples can be encouraged and motivated.
Right.
And we're profit motivated. Profit motivated, God understands that. So, you know, when you look at the cost of discipleship is high, right?
Right.
From nature, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your children, you cannot be my disciples. A very high cost to be a disciple. So I think he tells us to encourage us that, look, there's a reward for discipleship as well. For being a faithful servant, there's a reward for this. So stay the course.
Yeah, I think that, stay the course. Yeah, that's good. Yep, he's trying. That's why I don't like to read the last part, because, you know, kind of a bummer. The guy didn't stay the course and he lost it all. Not worth reading about.
But the nice thing is 2/3 of them stayed the course.
Well, oh, yeah, he got his man. He has his team, you know.
2/3 of them.
Yeah. So these guys said, what's our job now? He said, well, it's a county. Well, it used to be a farm. So let's figure out how to do that. That's a big job. Yeah. Yeah, he does.
It's about the kingdom.
What's that?
It's about the kingdom. You know, and it really doesn't make sense until we appreciate the scope of the authority of Christ.
Okay. And you
know, what else could he possibly give us, you know,
right. Yeah. Well, you know, in the kingdom, a ruler of the kingdom is delegation, right? You know, you go back to the centurion with his servant. You know, you don't need to go see my servant. You're a man under authority, and I'm under authority, and that. And I think Jesus in that parable was defining a principle of the kingdom is delegation. So he's delegating more responsibility because he went on a great journey. And he was delegated more responsibility. So that's exciting. That's exciting. It's something we can relate to. Something we can handle. Well, that's good. And you guys are... And I like the 5 of the 2. So he does it according to our ability. Our capacity, our strengths, our gift, our gifting. And yeah, that's exciting. Okay, any other comments? I just kind of wanted to finish with a get away from that chart up there. I'm looking forward to it. Now, maybe it's because I'm 82. You know, maybe you just as you get closer to what's inevitable. Because I am on the march home. I know that. This is not inevitable. It's going to happen. Right, Dave? Yeah, right, Tom? You know, we're... And those of us who stood up way back in the 60s who are would be irrelevant to take... If we tried to impose this on this, we'd be totally irrelevant. So it's our unique time and place for what God asks us to do. But I'm kind of glad to see it over with. You know, there's a sense of, if I get a well done, that's what I want. I want to get to the top of that mountain. And he says, Jay, well done. Wow. As many mistakes as I made, as inadequate as I am, as limited as my capacities are, he said, well done. And then the next statement is, now we got a job to do. It's bigger than you can imagine. I think it's probably universe-wide. I mean, that would be a guess, right? You know that thing we dropped on Mars? Have you been watching that? That's pretty exciting to an ex-engineer, you know, missile engineer, to watch that stuff. And then the little thing comes down below it, the little starts to fly around Mars. Isn't that amazing? That they can, yeah. So it's bigger than we think. Well, Lord, again, we thank you that you have a plan for us, each one of us here, each individual here. And thank you, Lord, that you've given us opportunities to be faithful. You've delegated property to us in some form, in some way, and you know what we can handle. So we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you also that there's something ahead that's far grander and greater. And Lord, I know I'm an old guy, and that's getting fresher and fresher in my heart and mind and imagination. But I thank you for each one of these men here. That's eventually where it's going to be. And they're going to get a well done from you because they've stuck with the baggage. They've done the work. They've increased the investment. And so thank you for that. Thank you for the privilege of being with them as they stir through their stuff, as they make their decisions, and just be a little part of that. I thank you for that opportunity and privilege and honor. So we thank you again for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Go home.
Thank you.